In Pakistan today, Pervez Musharraf kicked off his campaign to stay on as president with a massive rally that drew a crowd estimated at 75,000. Musharraf, who's a key ally in the U.S. war on terrorism, last week announced plans to hold a presidential referendum. And now, state radio has announced a date, April 30th. NPR's Michael Sullivan was at today's rally in the eastern city of Lahore.
Today's rally was part celebration, part political event, and part prayer rally, with a little arm-twisting thrown in as well. Organizers were determined to show President Musharraf could pack a park, and they delivered. Hundreds of private vans and buses were commandeered to bring people to the event, leaving many commuters and school children without transport. Some government workers at the rally said they were told to attend instead of going to work. But some said they came because they believe in President Musharraf and back the reforms he's begun since seizing power in a bloodless coup 2.5 years ago. 45-year-old Arif Al-Ansari, a park worker, used to campaign for former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Now he says he's a Musharraf man. I wish that he should be president for 10 years, not 5, the park worker says. General Musharraf has taken the country out of very rough waters and made things better. That sentiment was echoed by many at the rally, a rich tapestry of red, green, and yellow banners paying tribute to the man who deposed the democratically elected Nawaz Sharif. Long live General Musharraf, the crowd chanted, sometimes on cue. The venue for today's kickoff rally, Lahore's Minari Pakistan Park, was carefully chosen. It marks the place where in 1940, the Muslim League passed a resolution calling for an independent state for India's Muslims. When he finally took the stage amid tight security, Soldier Musharraf, in full uniform, embraced the role of Politician Musharraf with gusto, playing to the crowd, accusing both Nawaz Sharif and Benazir Bhutto of widespread corruption during their stints in office. And he promised that his referendum was unlike that of previous generals who held referenda remembered as both self-serving and rigged. This is not Zia al-Haq's referendum, Musharraf said. This is not Ayub Khan's referendum. This is Pervez Musharraf's referendum. It is a question of the future of the country, he said, and the decision is yours. Pakistan's two main political parties, and most religious parties as well, say they'll boycott the referendum. They say it is illegal under Pakistan's constitution, a view shared by some constitutional scholars. But President Musharraf, who came to power through decidedly undemocratic means, insists he is the man to restore what he calls true democracy to Pakistan, and wants 5 more years to prove it. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Lahore.